Chapter 4. Frequently does not equal frequency. This is one of the most powerful lessons I've learned in over 30 years of helping local advertisers earn better results. Many businesses confuse frequently with frequency. They think a lot equals effective, that more is better. So 200 commercials must be better than 20 commercials. In local advertising, there's a huge difference between frequently and frequency. Allow me to demonstrate with this story. We've already established that I'm a frequent flyer. For more than a decade, I've traveled the country about 25 weeks a year. As I said, I've been everywhere, man. For the first 5 years of doing all this extensive travel, I did it out of the Rochester, New York airport. That's where I lived before I moved to Florida. It was a pretty standard routine. Every other Sunday, I'd show up at the Rochester, New York airport, get on some airline, and head off to some destination. And on Friday night, I'd make my way back home. You know what happens when you become a frequent flyer? You start to recognize people in your home airport because you're there so much. After a while, you spot the other road warriors and heavy travelers in your market and identify their faces. Here's what happened to me one Friday night. I'd just arrived at the Rochester airport, and it was late. As I was standing at the baggage carousel waiting for my luggage to come down, I casually looked around and spotted a guy who I recognized as someone I saw almost every time I was there. Well, since I had nothing better to do than stand there waiting for my luggage, I decided to go introduce myself. I said, "I don't mean to bother you, sir, but I see you here all the time, and I know I'm here way too much." He said, "You look familiar too." Come to find out, his name was Dave, and he was a software trainer who lived in Rochester. Every Monday morning, Dave would go to the Rochester, New York airport, get on a Delta Airlines flight, and go to Detroit. His company flew in people from all over the country, and Dave would train them on whatever software they make. On Friday nights, Dave did the reverse, getting on his Delta flight for the return trip from Detroit to Rochester. Since I fly on Delta a ton, from the very first night that I introduced myself to Dave at the Rochester baggage carousel, I started seeing him on a fairly regular basis, at least once a month, oftentimes a couple of times a month. We were even able to sit together on many flights, and we developed a bit of a friendship. For the next couple of years, I saw Dave regularly, once or twice a month. Then, for reasons unknown, 1 month goes by, 2 months go by, 3, maybe 4 months go by, and I've seen hide nor hair of my new buddy Dave. Oh well. Then, one Friday night, I'm in the Detroit airport making my way home. As I approach the Rochester, New York gate, lo and behold, who's standing there? Dave. I walked right up to him and said, "Dave, buddy, how you doing?" He said, "Tom, I haven't seen you for a while. Have you been traveling as much?" I said, "Oh my gosh, I've been everywhere, man." And, as frequent flyers do, Dave looks at me and whispers, "Did you get your first class upgrade?" I smiled and with a thumbs up said, "Yes, I did." The announcement is made. First class may now board, and Dave and I go walking onto the plane. We sit side by side, and here's where the magic starts to occur. Down the aisle comes the flight attendant. On her hand is a tray, and on the tray is one can of James Page Ale. She walks right up to Dave and says, "Hey Dave, you're in luck. We have James Page tonight." She sets the can of beer in front of him, steps back and says, "No glass, right?" Dave replies, "That's right, Linda." She looks at me and says, "Can I get you a pre-flight beverage, sir?" I said, "I'll have a Bud." She replied, "Be right back," and turned and walked away. I looked at Dave and said, "What just happened there?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "What do I mean? She knows your name. She knows what you drink. She knows you don't take a glass. How does that happen?" He said, "Tom, that's Linda. Her crew works this flight all the time. I'm on this flight every Friday night." He continued, "You travel more miles in a year than I do. You must have a connection like that with some flight crew somewhere." I said, "Dave, I got nothing." And then it struck me. I fly frequently, Dave flies with frequency. In advertising terms, Dave is on the same channel, on the same programs, on the same days, on the same weeks, every single month. Everyone in his market knows his name, they know what he drinks, and they know he doesn't take a glass. I spend more money on advertising than Dave does, but I'm on different channels, on different programs, at different times, on different days, on different weeks, and nobody in my market has a clue who I am. If you're responsible for an advertising budget, you must understand frequently does not equal frequency. And what you're after is frequency.